If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are listening to the Overreaction Bills podcast on the Buffalo Fanatics podcast network. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast, rate, and leave a review if you enjoy it. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Overreaction Bills podcast, Joe Miller.
What is going on, everybody? This is Joe Miller, the voice of the Overreaction Sports podcast, a Buffalo sports-based podcast that if you are not currently subscribed to my RSS feed on whatever platform you listen to podcasts, you're missing out on some exclusive content brought to you just by me. So if you have not yet subscribed, please do so. Go to whatever browser you're listening to your podcast on, type in Overreaction Sports. When I come up, click subscribe. You'll be assured to get every episode, every bonus pod, every special thing that I do. You won't miss a moment. Thanks again for listening. Do me a favor. If you've got time, rate, review, share it with a friend. As always, I appreciate you guys listening. And go Bills. What is going on, everybody? What is going on? Welcome into the Overreaction Bills podcast, brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics podcast network. I'm your host, Joe Miller. I am the voice of the Overreaction Bills podcast, and you can find me on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired. It's good to have you. It's good to have you post game. This is going to be the soonest that I've ever recorded after a Bills game because my 14-year-old McKenna, who you heard at the top of the intro, that's actually her voice, her wonderful voice, she wants to get to the airport. So I've got to get this thing knocked out, wrapped up, and we got to basically get this season finished. So even though the Bills are done playing, my season is not. I've got this podcast to do. This is my last post-game podcast of the 2020 season. So again, let me say welcome, and whether this podcast finds you around a cup of coffee on the drive to work Monday morning, our first non-victory Monday morning in a very, very, very long time, or it finds you at the gym with your AirPods in, probably getting rid of some aggression, once again, let me just say welcome. It's good to have you. This game did not end the way that we had all wanted it to end. Clearly, I don't think there's a single member of Bills Mafia out there that wanted us to lose this football game, although there is probably something to be said for those of you that much like me, maybe did not want to face Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. That narrative seems to continue. Some narratives it just seems like are impossible to beat into the earth and to finally stomp the life out of, and that's one that just doesn't seem like it's ever going to die. Frankly, I don't care anymore. I'm kind of over that whole thing. And after this football game against the Chiefs, and we'll get into some of just obviously my reactions and overreactions, and then I'm going to read your tweets. But after this football game, you know, I might be rooting for Tom Brady because I was very, very disappointed in the way that the Kansas City Chiefs presented themselves in this football game, specifically at the end. They're just, and between that and the build-up with the Chiefs fans, it just wasn't a great week. And I'm not going to lie, Bills Mafia, we were getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, a little bit. There was Super Bowl hype videos already out. I mean, it was like, can we win this game first? Not that that really goes to the players. I mean, the players don't see that stuff and they're like, oh my God, we've already won the championship game. Like, they don't think that way. But it's a one game at a time mentality. And the reason that it's a one game at a time mentality is because sometimes you find yourself lined up across from somebody that's literally going to punch you in the face and land a lot of those punches over and over and over again. And you can't do anything to stop it, Conor McGregor. Fitting little reference right there, right? But on a night when my boho mojo streak ends, my Corey Bohorquez mojo that I got going on ends at 7-0. We couldn't get to 8-0, and I was really, really striving and excited for 9-0. But the streak ends here. I don't know if I'll ever wear the jersey again. It's got history. I might put it on the wall. We'll see. But this has been a special year, Bills Mafia. Don't allow this loss. Don't allow the outcome of this football game rob you of what you watched this year. 15 wins in a season. 15 wins in one season and only 4 losses. And of that, the last time that this football team lost a game was November 15th. Think about that for a second. Bills Mafia has seen more winning this year than we have seen since 1991, 92, 93, somewhere around there. Soak it in. Remember it. Go back, watch highlights. If you go to YouTube and you or Google and you type in Bills results, you're actually going to be able to watch highlights from every single game. Like there's YouTube, Google highlights there from every game. I would recommend that all of you do that today. Relive this season. Relive the process. Relive the progress that Josh Allen has made. Relive just the things that we saw happen, the connection between Stephon Diggs. Relive the fact that the very first touchdown that Stephon Diggs scored as a Buffalo Bill was not seen by anybody due to a power outage in Miami. Relive it. Relive the emergence of Gabe Davis. Relive all of it. Relive the excitement. Relive the joy. Relive the heartache of the Hail Mary. Relive the utter confusion from the Titans and the first Chiefs game. But there's a lot to be proud of. There's a lot to be excited about. There's a lot to look forward to as far as the future. And I know what a lot of people think. Just like Kyle Brandt said, next year is for next year's title. Well, guess what? Next year is for next year's title, and maybe we have a shot at that title next year. This game that you saw, this rivalry that's being birthed between the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs is not going away anytime soon. These two football teams, these two head coaches, these two quarterbacks are going to see a lot of each other, much in the way that we saw Tom Brady face Peyton Manning every single year, year after year, not only during the season because they're seated together, but also in the playoffs. So you might as well just allow that little bit of that little seedling that you have of hate for the Chiefs to go ahead and firmly take root inside of you, because it's not going away anytime soon. They're going to be on our schedule next year, and probably the year after that, and probably the year after that, and probably the year after that. But one of the most fitting phrases that fits this team, when you consider the history and where we've come from and how far we've come, is the NFL's phrase for the offseason, or should say the postseason, which was one and not done. The Buffalo Bills won the AFC East, but they weren't done. Then they won the number 2 seed, headed into the playoffs, but they weren't done. They won the wild card round against the Colts. I was there with my guy, Jay Spence. They weren't done. Then they won the divisional round against the Ravens in a game that people basically gave them no shot in. But they weren't done. Yes, they've won, but now it's official. They are done. You've heard me say it the last couple weeks, win pretty, win ugly, just win, baby. And this was one of the uglier football games that we've seen this team play. let's face it, let's be honest, despite even being up 9-0 early on a gift, this game was never close. This game was never close. I very much liked what they were doing early, the mix of the run and the pass. They seemed to have some determination. Early on, it seemed like the offensive line was getting a little bit of push. But the reality was, is when it mattered, the Bills were losing at the point of contact, not only, or at the point of attack, not only on the offensive side of the ball, but also on the defensive side of the ball. And for that matter, they were losing at the point of attack across the entire football field in every case. This is literally the game you fear, right? This is the game where you come in and all the stats that we're told matter. And if you've been listening to this show since last year, since the 2019 season, I'm the guy that said stats only matter until they don't. But this is one of those football games where, you know, in the last 5 games since week 13, the Chiefs have not been good. Mahomes' completion percentage has been bad. He hasn't thrown very many touchdowns. He's thrown quite a few interceptions. They actually haven't been scoring a lot of points. They've only been averaging 24 points. And the Bills have been crushing it. They've been averaging 35 points. Josh Allen has thrown 20 touchdowns. He's all those different things. The Bills' defense has been fantastic. They've gone from 29th to 10th. Like, all the stats point in your favor. The Kansas City Chiefs' red zone offense is horrible. They have a difficult time inside the red zone scoring touchdowns. Oh, by the way, the Bills' red zone offense is lethal. But as I said, this is that one game you fear. This is the one. It's very reminiscent to me of, dare I say it, the Super Bowls, where there was no reason that we go in against the Giants. There's no reason that we go in against Dallas and play the way we did the first time. There's no reason that we go in against Dallas the second time when we had the lead. With the football team we had and the talent that we had and the stats that we had on our side, and lay an egg the way that we did. Yes, I omitted the Washington Redskins because I was young and I've been told that Washington Redskins team was very much almost indestructible despite the fact that they had Mark Rippon as their quarterback. But if that's the narrative, I'll go along with it. Regardless, statistically speaking, you know, it was mentioned today, or I should say yesterday on the NFL Network in the pregame show, they were talking to Michael Irvin. They were talking to Emmett Smith, and they said that we were always confident going into the Super Bowl because back then, if you remember, the NFC was way better than the AFC. We had way more talent. And they were right. Except for the fact that the only AFC team to have a winning record against the NFC during the regular season in all those years was the Buffalo Bills. They just couldn't close it in the last game of the season. But this is the game you fear. This is the game where none of the stats that we all were told mattered, in the end, mattered. In this game, they didn't. The Bills coming in with 8 double-digit wins. The Kansas City Chiefs, none this year. The Bills are great offense, great on offense. The Kansas City's defense is not great. They've got a very good but sputtering Kansas City offense against what has been a very opportunistic Buffalo Bills defense playing top 10 defensive football and has been getting points. They've been contributing to that 35 points per game. In this football game, on both sides of the football, we looked outmatched, outclassed, outcoached, out-talented. I don't understand for the life of me how Tyreek Hill is that open and that all over the place the entire football game when, let's be honest, he didn't lead the league in receptions and yards. He looked like the guy who did. I don't understand how you've got a tight end named Travis Kelce who's not a secret player. He wasn't a surprise. He's kind of well known, this Travis Kelce guy. How he has 8 receptions in the first half and finishes that game the way he did. At what point in time do you start covering the man? The Bills' defense was soft. They were playing a soft zone. They couldn't get home with rushers. They were over-pursuing. They were, in Tony Romo's words, they were falling for all of the eye candy all over the football field. At one point in time, Travis Kelce's caught a ball on a scramble drill by Pat Mahomes, where Tremaine Edmonds was behind him and then ran up next to him. The ball is in the air and Tremaine is running up next to him and stops four yards to his left instead of running through the receiver, which is what he should have done. I don't know if Tremaine was running past Kelce to try to tackle Mahomes or what was going on there. But that was, I mean, for me, I don't have a story of the game in my notes, but that was almost the story of the game. Like, the Bills were just like, I don't want to say confused, but they weren't exactly sharp. This game, though, like much of the rest, like the rest of the season, was a failure on the defensive line. The scheme and the money we spent there. It was on display today. In this football game, it was on display how much money we basically wasted on that defensive line, how poorly it was scouted, how poorly it was planned, how poorly it was schemed. The best player on our defensive line is a practice squad player who has basically been a journeyman free agent who's bounced around practice squads called Justin Zimmer. And by the way, he deserves a gold star in this football game. That dude hustled. He was a hustle truck in this football game. There was one point, and you all saw it, where there was a gigantic gain by Tyreek Hill. I think it was 70 yards or 71 yards. And who is right on his heels? A 300-pound lineman named Justin Zimmer, who's making a fraction of the money of just about everybody else on that defensive line. If there's an F grade to give anywhere on this football team, it starts with the defensive line on this football team. There was no grit. There was no grind. There was no dirt. There was no eat. All of them vanished. All of them pretty much vanished. For Buffalo Bills fans and for this football team, it's being a part of a member of Bills Mafia is such a fight for relevance. And I said on the Hump Day Hotline, and I think I said it on some of the preview shows leading up to this, or the After Dark show, or whatever it was, that, you know, we know as Bills Mafia, we know that as soon as our team loses, the pot shot's going to get taken, because it's not just about our team. It's always about our team and our city. It's always about our team and the people that live in Buffalo. It's always about our team and the people that lived in Buffalo. There's always a cheap shot coming. And sure enough, like clockwork, the game wasn't over 20 minutes. And what rolls through my Twitter feed but somebody that says, hey, you're out of the playoffs, Buffalo. At least you got the weather to look forward to. And this is our lives. This is what we've signed up for. Everything in our lives, as far as this goes, being a son of Buffalo, being a member of Bills Mafia, and a fan of this team, is a fight to the death for relevance, a fight for respect. And the only way that we're ever going to get that relevance, the only way we're ever going to get that respect, is to win the last game of the season. And again, this journey has fallen short. And I'm a little emotional right now. No, I'm not going to cry, but I'm a little upset. I'm a little pissed off. But it doesn't negate what I said earlier when I said that this has been a phenomenal football season. I literally could swing either way. I could go on a 20-minute diatribe and be super pissed off and like freaking out and like hit half of you right where, like right between the eyes with where you feel, or right in the heart. I could also go in the next 20 minutes on a very emotional rant and tell you how proud I am of this football team, how proud I am of this coaching staff, how proud I am of Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs and everything that we've gotten to witness this year and what they have meant to us through 2020, which has been by far and away the worst year of all of our lives. So you'll have to forgive me if I seem to be a little bit off balance in this podcast. Real quick, I just want to jump into some game notes. You know, I talked about the fact that I liked the start of the balanced attack a little bit, and that's not really where I've been. But, you know, Josh was working in Beasley early. They were working the ground game a little bit. They were finding success in it. I don't know. I've got fourth and one from the 48. They got it to Knox. I think that I'm trying to remember what happened in that play. I think there was a fourth down and one. And then Tyler Bass walks out of Kansas City, walks out of Arrowhead with a league record. Go figure. This has been the season of records for this football team. Tyler Pass now has the longest postseason field goal in Kansas City history with 51 yards. And oh, by the way, he did it twice. Devin Singletary was running well in this football game, and he was doing well and playing well right up until the point where he dropped that screen pass. And the proverbial air left basically this offense and the stadium for Buffalo for Bills Mafia. He makes that catch, makes one guy miss, he's still running. Nobody's still caught him, and it was a huge swing. Don't underestimate how huge of a swing that was. Allen took several huge sacks in this football game. Josh Allen did. Several. There were several times he was hurried, one by Tyrann Mathieu, and I don't understand why he didn't change the protection. Mathieu is lined up on his right side. He's uncovered. They've got too many people. They've got too many people coming versus the amount of people they've got blocking. Allen had to see him. There was no way he was going to get the ball off in time. There was a great deal of confusion. Allen had the yips a little bit early. Oh, man, The only time this Buffalo Bills had a semblance of looking somewhat, this offense, somewhat focused was on the Hardman muff, right? Which was a gift that got us that touchdown, which, you know, Tyler Bass misses the extra point, which is, for me, always the kiss of death. It seems like whenever a team misses their first extra point, they lose the football game. Don't take me to stats on that one. I'm not saying it's true. It's just, it always feels like the kiss of death to me. We're up 9-0, but it didn't feel like we were winning because we weren't going to be winning for very long. But there was energy early. There was some success early. There was that one incredible play by Levi Wallace on Pringle where he caught the ball and Levi Wallace fell to the ground, kind of lost track of him, and then he just guessed and reached out to his left and Pringle sure enough ran right into him. It was a phenomenal individual effort. Brought up fourth down, and they got it. I talked about the incredible play by Justin Zimmer already. His mom is proud, I'm sure. At the end of the first quarter, it was 9-0, but the Chiefs were in scoring position, and they would do so to open the second quarter with a touchdown to Hardman. And that was the moment, literally, where that missed extra point seemed to loom large as it was 9-7. There was just a lot in this football game. There's a lot of huge chunk plays by the Chiefs. And the reality is you can't let a team like the Chiefs do that unless you're going to match them blow for blow, and the Bills just didn't have an answer. They just didn't have an answer. I already talked about the Kelce catch where it looked like Edmonds was either trying to run by him to get to Mahomes, and then Mahomes just snuck the pass. He didn't even sneak it by him. He threw it to Kelce. Because Edmonds ran himself out of the play. Shortly after that, it was 14-9, and at that point, Allen was pressing. He had no time. The offensive line wasn't able to hold up. The reality was is the wide receivers could not get open. Allen was not getting the pass protection that he's used to. And there was one point in this game before the second half was even over that I'm screaming, and I tweeted it. Someone cover 87. You've got to be kidding me. At what point do you start covering Travis Kelce? It's befuddling. Like, it's literally, I mean, that's not even, I don't even know how that's, we got outcoached. Like, McDermott said it after the game, you know, they're a great football team. They beat us today and we got outcoached. How do you get outcoached when you're leaving their guy? That's criminal. That's literally would be like the Bills going to play Kansas City and they like leave Stephon Diggs wide open all game. And I don't mean like, you know, within a couple yards. I mean like wide open. It's criminal. And the Chiefs just began to make it look easy, 21-9. And it was evident that the Bills defense just had no answers. They had zero answers. That, like I said, they were playing a soft zone. Everybody was open. They were doing okay with tackling. We thought the tackling was going to be a problem in this football game, but the front four could not get home. The couple blitzes they ran could not get home. I think I saw Mahomes get knocked down one time. And the reality is if you can't get home and you can't cover, the other team's going to put almost 40 points on you every time. And the inverse is true for the Chiefs. because we know about Josh Allen versus the blitz. He's very good. He wasn't in this football game. For whatever reason, he was hurried and rushed. And those blitzers came in fast. There wasn't even chipping, it seemed like, going on. Guys were just getting free and making free runs to Josh Allen almost the whole football game. But the reality is if you're going to play man against Josh Allen, and they did a lot, almost all the whole game, you better be able to cover. And they blanketed. Where did Gabe Davis go? And don't give me the, oh, he must have been injured, because he was more open against the Ravens, and he was injured in that football game, playing against better cornerbacks than he was in this football game. The man was invisible. I don't even know, did he even have a target? Looking it up, no, he didn't even have a target in this football game. Didn't even have a target. Yeldon came into this football game and actually played it admirably. Like, I was impressed with TJ Yeldon. Like, he was running. He looked, like, prepared out there. He looked well. Like, I was pleased. But the reality is you know, in this football game, and it's two different games. There's a point where, like, the game plans go out the window because they're up by so much, and the Bills are at that point scrambling, and it just is what it is. But through the majority of this football game, when it mattered, the Chiefs just had an amazing game plan, and they executed it to perfection. The Bills' defense couldn't stop them. The offense couldn't get open, and they just could not give Josh Allen the time that he needed. And the reality was, and I said this already, the Buffalo Bills were just losing at the point of attack on both sides and literally everywhere in the field. They were losing at the snap on both sides of the ball in every position. It's going to be interesting to see what happens or what comes of this offseason and where they begin to retool. And, you know, you've got guys coming up that are free agents in John Feliciano, and you've got Matt Milano and Darrell Williams and guys that, you know, are important pieces to this football game or to this football team. And the reality is, you know, you've got guys like Ty Nsekhe and Trent Murphy that are going out the door, and there's rumors and possibilities that Mitch Morris could be headed out the door, and they might make some adjustments there. But the reality is whatever happens, they've got to do something on that defensive line. It's a travesty, the amount of money. That's the highest paid defensive line in football. I'm going to say it again. The football game that you watched, where the Chiefs owned us on defense and we could not touch Pat Mahomes, nor could we stop the run, is the highest paid defensive line in football. I have a great deal of expectation that we're going to see improvements from Brandon Bean. I trust him. I trust Sean McDermott. And I'm looking forward to what they're going to be able to do. Now, it feels like I'm leaving you guys on somewhat of a bad note emotionally. And I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to be real with you. This was, how do you turn the page? How do you flip the script? How do you pine on about how great this season was? It was a tremendous season. The memories that I have from this season of getting to sit with my daughter and just watch her grow, watch her love for this football team grow, and watch her just blossom into this football fan and this holistic member of Bills Mafia all by herself that she is. I have a lot to be thankful for. The connections that I've made this year through this program and through Twitter and through the Hump Day Hotline and being on YouTube, and thankful to the Buffalo Fanatics and to Pierre and Rico and Bobby and giving me the opportunity, and Judge and Dave and Adam and just all the support. Like, it has been an amazing year. It's been phenomenal. It's been tremendous. And I long for and cannot wait for when we can all go to football games again. I've got season tickets, as all of you probably know from listening to me. And the expectation that I have to get to meet all of you, and not only get to meet all of you that are listeners and fans of this show and fans of Buffalo Fanatics, but also get to meet other content creators that I've become very good friends with. A year ago, I wasn't friends with Greg Thompson. A year ago, I wasn't friends with Bruce Nolan. I wasn't friends with Judge. I wasn't friends with Tilt. A year ago, I wasn't friends with, you know, all these people, Anthony Marino and all these people from all these other podcasts, you know, Clayton Garrett. Like, it's been an incredible journey. It's been an incredible ride. This season has been amazing. We've seen way more winning than losing. We've got a lot to be thankful for, a lot to be proud of. And it's not going to take me too long. a day or two to begin to be expectant and hopeful for next year and what next year not only will bring us from a Bills content standpoint, but what it's also going to bring us from a Bills Mafia family connection standpoint. I honest from the bottom of my heart want to thank you guys. I just want to thank all of you, every member of Bills Mafia that has been a part of this show, been a part of my preview shows, been a part of the Hump Day Hotline, that has engaged with me on Twitter. Just thank you so much. It's been incredible. Let's take a very quick break. You are listening to the Overreaction Bills podcast. It's brought to you by the Market Dominator. And here's the thing. I'm going to play a commercial with John Spaschek, the Market Dominator. He is my very good friend. And I'm going to pump him up a little bit before you hear him. Listen, if we're going into spring season is the buy and sell a home season. I know that we've got a new president, and I know that sometimes that makes people a little jabberwonky as it pertains to wanting to make big moves here or there through the election cycles and stuff, but this is what's up. You don't have to worry if you're working with John. John is going to lead you and walk you through the entire process like only a life transition specialist could, and that is exactly what John is. When I bought my home, I used John. We were actually out of town when the bid was placed. He was actually out of town as well. He did it all remotely through his team because not only is John very good at what he does, but his team is on point. If you're looking to buy a house, if you're looking to sell a house, give my guy, the Market Dominator, a call. You won't regret it. And oh, by the way, make sure you tell him the voice sent you. So real quick, we'll be back in about a minute.
Hello, Bills Mafia. This is John Spaschek, better known as the Market Dominator, the official sponsor of the Overreaction Sports Podcast. And let me tell you, I am proud to be the sponsor of this incredible show. Joe Miller is bringing it to us, Bills Mafia, week in and week out. Can we give him a shout out, please? At Joe Miller Wired. Tweet him up and let him know what a great job he's doing. And listen up, Bills Mafia. If you are in the market to sell a home or buy a home, I am going to partner with you, bringing you the most relevant and cutting-edge strategies that make our clients win in this market. And just as Brian Daboll is helping Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs slash defenses across the NFL, the Market Dominators team is getting it done in the real estate world here in Western New York. It's a competitive market out there, but we are winning right along with our beloved Bills. So hit me up, 716-570-3298. That's my direct sell. You could also reach me on email, yourelitebroker@gmail.com, or you could hit me up on Twitter, @yourelitebroker. We are grateful and proud to be serving every one of our clients with a super educational approach that helps you win in this competitive market. Now let's all get together and salute, congratulate, and wish our Bills the best coming into the playoffs. Go Bills!
Welcome back into the Overreaction Bills podcast, brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. My name is Joe Miller, and you can find me on Twitter @JoeMillerWired. Right now, what we're going to do for one last time for this season, one very, very special last time, we are going to read the tweets of Bills Mafia. So every week, as you know, after the Bills game is over, I put out a tweet, and in that tweet, I ask you guys how you're feeling. And after this football game, I said the Bills have lost their first game in almost 3 months. How are you feeling, Bills Mafia? I said, this one hurts, but I've got work to do. Tweet me and I'll read your tweets on the Overreaction podcast. So let's get into it. Our first one is from Chris Wells @ChrisWells73. Great year. Bills got beat by a better team tonight. One more valuable lesson for the Bills to learn. If you want to beat great teams, you've got to score touchdowns, not be satisfied with just points on the board with field goals. Still feeling like a gangsta. #GoBills. And that's the thing, too. There's something to be said, and it blew up on Twitter a little bit. And what blew up on Twitter was the fact that, like, Sean McDermott got eerily and strangely kind of conservative, and especially in moments when it mattered, just a couple fourth downs, a couple like in the red zones, and Josh Allen was asked about that, and I have not listened to Josh Allen's comments yet. So, but yeah, you've got to be, you've got, I mean, it's it's the AFC Championship game, baby. Like, you've got to let it all hang out. You know, this is the moment. So Connor Dickinson at Connor_Dickinson. To quote the great Marv Levy, "Fight on, my men," Sir Andrew said. "A little I am hurt, but not yet slain. I'll just lie down and bleed a while, then I'll rise up and fight again. This team and this ride, reload and come back stronger. Go Bills." Connor, I love that, and I appreciate you being a part of the show, my friend. Awesome season. Go Bills at Dave Thorpe. This is my guy from across the pond, Sacks of Dave. Dave Thorpe, what's up, buddy? "Optimistic for the future, but hurting. The loss doesn't hurt as much as the way in which we lost. I know the Chiefs and Mahomes are exceptional, but that was a poor showing. Or should I say coaching? I feel they'll use this like the Texans lost last year, Super Bowl 56. Here we come." And that's something we got to talk about. We got to talk about the fact that, you know, we have a quarterback that has proven to us that he learns from his losses. We've got a coach and a coaching staff that we've learned that has proven to us that they learn from their losses. We've got a team that has proven to us that they learn from these losses and these mistakes. And you better believe that they as well are going to learn from this game. They're going to learn from this situation, and they're going to come back stronger. Will Fox at BillsWin716. Welcome to the show, Will. Thank you. "I feel disappointed right now, but I think I'll wake up tomorrow. I'll be happy. Happy to know that the Bills will not be looked at as an automatic loss on NFL schedules. Happy to know Diggs is under contract for years to come. And happy to know that the Bills Mafia isn't going anywhere." Well said, Will. Appreciate you. 24/7 Bills 2-0 at All Day Buffalo. "Man, I feel upset. But the season was special in so many ways. We'll be back next year, and I can't wait to see what this team can do. Sour way to end our run, but damn, did Josh and all the Bills players have a great season. Can't wait to go to a game next year." Gave me the fire emoji right there with you, buddy. Megs, welcome into the show at Fowler_Megs. "If we thought JA17 was motivated before, he'll be even more hungry now. Now an off season with even more time to get in sync with Stephon Diggs, Davis, Bees, and Smoke. Feliciano and Dawkins were big mad. Glad to see them stick up for Josh. I miss Bills football already. September is so far away." And that's something too. There was a lot of conversation on Twitter that I saw kind of going around about that whole scrum thing that happened. And people basically what I saw was like, you know, that McDermott has lost the team and it's out of control and blah, 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 blah. That's actually false. McDermott wants that energy. He wants that aggression from his players. And as much as, you know, Josh Allen got drugged down after the whistle, and then he took the football and he fired it into the helmet of the defensive player, and then the defensive player didn't like that very much and stood over Josh Allen, and Feliciano came to his rescue. And then Deion Dawkins came in after that. And to be honest with you, that's what I want from my football team. I don't want a football team like we saw happen to Tom Brady several times because his players didn't like him, where if he got shoved around a little bit, you know, his offensive line sometimes wouldn't come to his rescue. The reality is this is what I want. This is what we want. Those players love Josh Allen. And this is literally McDermott has said it, that he can handle and he's okay with a penalty if it's due to aggression or over-aggression. It's the mental errors and the mental mistakes, false starts, things like that, offsides that he can't stand. So as much as some of us wanted to down him for that, that's actually, I'm all about it and I'm here for it. So let's keep that going. Chris Frampton at C_F. "Buffalo Bills, I love you. I love every player on this team. I love every fan in Bills Mafia. We're coming back next year bigger and better. If you would have told me in September we would be in the AFC Championship, I would have laughed at you. Love you all. Hashtag go Bills." Can we just say it, Chris? Wildest dream land. Wildest dreams land. Pamela, what's up, Pamela? Welcome into the show. It's been a long time. Haven't had you in here in a while. At Pamadonna. "I'm so proud of our boys. Well, minus the last few minutes of the game. Ha ha. We are better than that. But seriously, the growth of Allen in the last 2 years is mind-blowing. And building our team up by being in McDermott. We have many great years of football ahead of us." And that's literally what it comes down to for all of us. The fact that we have so much to look forward to. Nate at, I think it's supposed to be Nasty Nate, but it's at NA5TYN4T3. Well done. "Offense been rough all playoffs. Is it Daboll, Allen? I think receivers were the problem today. They clearly were the problem. They could not get open. Red zone play calling as well. Nothing like we've seen all year. Disappointed all the way across the board." Nate, I'm right there with you. Mr. Keller, my guy. This is Josh Keller at Crazy Keller X Kid. "What we accomplished this year was incredible. As for the game, it wasn't the fact that we lost, but how we lost. I was upset that McDermott reverted back to his conservative ways, hoping this is the first of many deep playoff runs and hoisting that Lombardi trophy at the end." Right there with you, Josh. Love you, buddy. My guy Brian Bowers, Brian Anthony, at B_EZ4. Man, I respect you too much to curse in my response, but that's how I feel. Where in the hell were those were these game plans created for this game? Bills were outcoached and looked outmatched, and honestly, I know that the Bills are a better team than that, but voice, I digress. We made it way farther than anyone expected, including us Bills fans, and we're just getting started. So hashtag Bills Mafia, keep your heads high, and know that this Bills team will be back and ready to go even farther next year. Thanks for everything you've done for us, Joe. What a season. Brian, it's been an honor and a pleasure just to be on this ride with you, my friend, and the rest of Bills Mafia as well. Jack Nealon, at J Nealon 41. Disappointed, outcoached, especially Bills offensively. KC played the same, similar to week six, and no adjustments until the third or fourth quarter. It's true. It seemed like a rinse and repeat game, very much so. They owned us then. They owned us this time as well. 13-3, 15-3 versus the Chiefs. At Bills win SB. Man, what a year this was. This one hurt, but like every year, teams get better. Let's hope we have a good offseason, and I'm calling the 2022 Super Bowls. If the Chiefs weren't a football team, we will be the best team in the NFL, but the Chiefs always are in our way. And he says, love you, Joe. Bro, I love you too. Appreciate you. Thanks for being a part of the show. Buffalo Ceilings at Low Buffa. Not going to let this disappointment cloud a season that far exceeded expectations. Bills won the AFC East, won two playoff games, and most importantly, found Allen can be a fully viable starting quarterback. He's not just a fully viable starting quarterback. He is a franchise quarterback. A tremendous season when we needed it most. Go Bills. Appreciate you being a part of the show. Why Banter Bills, 15-4, at Banter_Bills. That's really tough to watch. Hill and Kelsey torched our defense, and our offense was spinning their tires. No one was helping Josh, which led to Josh going rogue a little bit. I don't know. I think he needed to go rogue a little more. That was a game where he almost needed to put on his back. But we need a run game, and we need a hard look at our defense. A hard look. RB1 is important. We've talked about it a lot. And I'm going to tell you right now, that defensive line has got to change. It's got to get fixed. Jose Whosoever at Jose_Whosoever. Welcome to the show. The Bills had far exceeded my expectations for the season, so I'm just thrilled that we made it that far. This young franchise has to be proud of and a lot of work to do. Or has a lot to be proud of, and they have a lot of work to do, or a lot to look forward to. Go Bills. Jose, thank you for being a part of the show, buddy. Buddy Mills at BuddyMills_EIT. I'm thankful that this team gave us such a fun year at a time when a lot of us needed the distraction. I'm optimistic that McDermott can learn from the whooping Reed put on him. Well, the only thing I would say about that is he didn't learn from the last whooping that Reed put on him. And they got outcoached in that football game, too. I believe this is Jesus Aviles at Evo. Evol Jesus 23. I love the Buffalo Bills. This loss hurts, but we learn from our mistakes and come back stronger. Hopefully draft or trade for a good running back. And next year it's a W. Hashtag we will be back. Hashtag Bills Mafia. Settle in, Bills Mafia, because we got a whole lot more to go. Dennis Alexander at Goaltender 33 sucks, but going the right way. Not enough to beat the best, just a step away. Thank you for being a part of the show. UK Bills Mafia. At UK Bills Mafia, unbelievably proud. Hashtag Go Bills. Annalisa, welcome to the show. At Annalisa_DIB, all she said was sad with the sad emoji. My guy John Fina at John Fina, one of the best follows on Twitter. I feel a sense of great pride for these men and our city. Holy smokes, did I just adopt Buffalo or did it adopt me? John, you are a member of Bills Mafia for life, my guy. Zach Dawson, Knox fan, at Bills Zach 1. It's been a great year, and he's got a sad face, meaning it's over and it's hard to deal with. It's true. Amanda Brennan, at Ruth_Sent_Me. I was born in 1987, so alive for the last run, but not old enough to appreciate this. This team gave us something great to look forward to during such a shitty year. They killed it every week. I have great pride for my team and cannot wait until next season. Amanda, thank you. I share that sentiment. Thank you for being a part of the show. EJ Miller at EJMiller707. Thankful for a wonderful season. No one expected us to get this far. Of course, it stings a bit, but we saw this coming in the second quarter. We've had time to come to the realization it was happening, hoping to build on this next season. EJ, thank you for being a part of the show. April, life coach, author at A. Phelps Downey, is that right? A. Phelps Downey. I'm proud of the team and everything they accomplished this year. It hurts tonight, but tomorrow will be easier. We'll be back with a vengeance next season. Hashtag Bills Mafia. Caleb Zweigel at Zweigel Caleb. Hella proud of this team and proud of Bills Mafia. Josh Allen is the king of the East, and no one can tell us different. This one hurts, but not as bad as if we had lost to Tom in the Super Bowl. Talk about it. Would have loved to have been there, but we will be back. Hashtag humble and hungry. DevilGavin24 at DevilGavin24. Coaches failed, but Casey was just dominant in the game, getting pressure on Josh and sticking to the wide receivers like glue. Tyreek Hill was just too fast for the defense, and Buffalo going for field goals instead of going for it effed them up. And it's true. I'm right there with you, buddy. Doug B at DB696972. We lost to a far more rounded offense with a championship and a few AFC titles. To walk in and win our first with Josh in a zero run game, it was just too much to ask. Two more playoff wins than last year. Success. And I would agree. That is a success. Like the two more playoff wins from last year is absolutely 1,000% a success. Tammy Becker at Tammy L. Becker. Enjoying a glass of wine, cheering to the season, and knowing we are young and just getting started. To you Bills players and to the Bills fans, she says cheers. I'll take my flag down and get ready for next season. Thank you for being a part of the show, Tammy. JD at MassNoel32. I'll go to the Singletary drop. Field goals inside the 10. Allen interception. And just the fact the Chiefs are good. I would agree. Those are the things that I would point to as well. Richard Zek at Ricky_Zek. Feeling like the coaches failed big time today because we went for field goals when we should have went for it because we never would have won this game with field goals. Plus, the play calling on both sides was bad. But all of that today aside, this was a great season during a tough year. Go Bills. That's some perspective there for you, everybody. New York City Bulldog 99. I'm good. Great season. Never gave up during the game. He's in the hashtag football. Or I'm sorry, he gave me the football emojis. Mark David at F. Reich comeback. This sucks, no doubt, but I'm actually less pissed off than I was last year versus Houston. I knew the Bills needed to bring their A game to win, and they didn't. That was last year he's talking about. Probably this year too. A lot of the flaws of the team were exposed tonight, and that's true. That like there was a lot. There was some. There may have been potentially some books written on the Bills' offense and defense this year on how to beat or on in this game tonight and how to beat us. So it'll be interesting to see if we get a lot of press man next year on these wide receivers, because they clearly could not break free of it. And it'll be interesting to see if we get a lot of press man, how the Bills are going to respond to it. Tonight, they should have ran Josh Allen. They should have spread him out, let him go press man, and had Josh Allen just running up the gut over and over and over again. Scott Sierra at SS Go Bills. Can't go into a game against the champs and play conservative. Everything about the Bills tonight had to be aggressive, and hardly anything was. Joe Bernuzio at Bernuzio Joe. I understand it's the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, but it really feels like Leslie Frazier spent the week putting together his Titans staff instead of game planning. It does feel that way. The Chiefs could have left their punter at home today and been fine. I think they punted once. Is that accurate? I don't even know. Billy Bailey's at Big Angel Bill 12. It's always 50-50 versus the Chiefs. We need a running game and a pure pass rusher. J.J. Watt, if available, trade. It's a hell of a ride. It was a hell of a ride. We can improve. We can come back. And we will, my friend. William Burke, who I believe was at the game, at Let's Go Buffalo 24. I'm proud, but gutted. I've been there, my friend. McKellar at Carroots 1974. Bills came in and thought they were the Chiefs' equals, played safe, and didn't play to win at all costs. A spirit of surrender took over the coaching staff. It's not wrong. It's not wrong. Miss Kitty at Kathy Lee 406-14598. I feel good. I'm not disappointed because the Chiefs played nasty and probably had no intentions of not playing Mahomes. What a crock. I don't know what that means. Not had no intentions. As far as the, I'm guessing you're talking about the concussion protocol stuff. Go Bills at Bills 12, 12th man. We have to get a run game. It's true. We have to absolutely get a run game. Corey Emily, my girl Corey at Buffalo Hawaiian, definitely don't have a frown on my face. These guys are the best of the best and they will win. Hashtag find a way to bring those dubs home. Couldn't be more proud to be a member of Bills Mafia than I am right now. Buffalo Bills, stay humble, stay hungry. Hashtag Bills by a billion. Man, what a season it's been. It's been an incredible season. It's been an incredible season. America at Makowitz Paul. We saw what fans gave up on them at halftime for sure. This one hurts, but not as bad as the hurt we'll put on them all next year. Love it. I think I got one more for you. Greg 14015. This don't hurt. The four straight Super Bowl losses hurt. This is nothing. Talk about it. He isn't wrong, ladies and gentlemen. He isn't wrong. Let me just check before I let you guys go to make sure that I'm not missing any. I don't think I am. I think I got one more in my direct messages. I'll read it to you. This was from Bills Media 716. Wish we didn't go out this way, brother. But big picture, we had a great year. Nothing to hang our heads on. Only up from here. A few pieces away, but we will get it. Thank you for everything this year with the podcast. Great season. We will be back. Bills Media 716, I appreciate you too. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening all season long, to the Overreaction Sports Bills podcast brought to you by the Market Dominator. Special great thanks to John Spaschek, the Market Dominator. No, we're not done. We're not necessarily going anywhere. There's still going to be more podcasts. But you know what? We need to bookend the season. Special thanks to John Spaschek and the Market Dominator for supporting me and this podcast all season long. John, I love you. I appreciate you, and I'm glad you're on the team. And to be honest with you, bro, I don't want to do this if you're not a part of it. So appreciate you tons. But it's also on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. And do I need to say any more about the Fanatics Network and Rico Pierre and Bobby and what the team means to me? You guys are awesome. You're the best. Thank you so much for just giving me the opportunity to be on the team and to be the voice that, as you have so nicknamed me. It's been a fun ride. I am your host, as I just said, the voice of the Overreaction Sports Podcast, Joe Miller. Find me on Twitter. Not you can find me. Find me on Twitter. Friend me. If you follow me and you got Bill stuff in your handle, I'll follow you back. And then interact with me. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Now we venture into the long, dark offseason. But fear not, it's going to be shorter this year than in years past because we made it so far into the playoffs. So buckle in. Enjoy the Super Bowl. I'm going to take a couple weeks off, kind of assess what I want to do and how I feel and where I want to be and what I want to talk about. But I appreciate you guys as always. Don't ever change. Don't ever change, Bills Mafia. I love you too much. We'll talk to you guys on the other side. This is Joe Miller, voice of the Overreaction Podcast, saying one last time for 2020, go Bills.
In a world of dry eye, there's a long-lasting solution that can save the day. Presenting Sustain Complete Preservative Free. Its unique formula gives 8 hours of relief from the common symptoms of dry eye. Sustain Complete. Open your eyes to lasting relief.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit HighFiveCasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.